Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Zion, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues discussing two chatzers, two courtyards that are side by side with a wall that divides between them. Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzers, if there's a wall between two courtyards, Gevaya Asara, it's 10 tefachim tall, which is the minimum height for a halachic wall, V'rachav Arba, and it's also 4 tefachim thick. The wall is 4 tefachim thick, so the top surface of the wall is a four tefachim flat surface of the wall. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they must make two separate Erev Chatzeres, V'ein Ma'arvin Echad, they cannot make one common Erev for both of them. This wall completely separates the two courtyards, and they each need their own individual Eruvim. Hayu B'Reishe Peres, if there are fruit on top of the wall, so the space on top of the wall that's 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall is considered its own Rishus Hayachad, its own private domain. Eilu Eilim Mekan V'Eichlin, Ve'ilu Eilim Mekan V'Eichlin. These people from one side of the courtyard can go up and eat, or these people from the other side, from the other courtyard, can go up and eat from these fruit that are on top of the wall. Ubavad Shalei Yeridu Lamata, as long as you do not bring it down, the Rav clarifies this specifically, that they can't bring it down into their houses. Into the chatzer, into either one of the courtyards, it's permitted to bring the fruit down, but into the actual houses, it's not permitted, because it's a separate, private rishus. The Mishnah continues, Nifretz HaKaisel, if the wall was breached, part of the wall broke down. Ad Eser Amis, if it's a space up until 10 Amis length, then it's looked at as like a doorway, not as the destruction of the full wall. And Marvin Shnayim V'Imratzu Marvin Echad, they have a choice. If they want, they can go and make two separate Eruvim. Or if they want, they can make one joint Erev. This is similar to the case in the previous Mishnah with a window between the two, that it's up to their discretion either to merge, make one Erev, or to make two separate Eruvim. Mipnei Shuka Pesach, this hole is considered like a doorway between the two courtyards. Yaiser Mikan, if the breach is larger than 10 Amos, then it completely destroys the wall. It's not considered a doorway when it's that larger than 10 Amos. And Ma'arvin Echad, Ve'im Ma'arvin Shnayim, they must make one Erev, joint Erev, because there's no wall between the two of them, and they cannot make two separate Eruvim. They have to join together. Mishnah Gimel discusses a different barrier between two courtyards. Instead of a wall above ground, it's a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep between the courtyards. Charetz, a ditch, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, that's between two courtyards. Amek Asara, it's 10 tefachim deep, so it has walls that are 10 tefachim, but below ground. V'rachav Arban, it's 4 tefachim wide at the bottom of the ditch. Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ei Ma'arvin Echad, they must make two separate Eruvin, and they can't make one and join together, because this also completely separates the two courtyards. Afilu Malei Kashei Tevin, even if this dish is filled with stubble or straw, it's not going to be considered completely filled up, because these things are looked at as only being stored there temporarily, and therefore the partitions of these walls of this ditch still have a halachic status of mechitzas, of walls that divide between the two courtyards. Malei Afarei Tzeres, but if it's filled with dirt or pebbles, which are things that are maybe left there on a permanent for a permanent level, they may stay there forever. Then Ma'arvin Echad Ve'im Ma'arvin Shnayim, then they must make only one Erev, and they can't make two separate Eruvim, because that's considered that the ditch is completely filled up. There are no partitions between the two courtyards. It's one large courtyard now, and they must make one joint Erev together.